在这课里我们学习几个连接词，比方既然
since
虽然
although
可是
nevertheless
为了要
in order to
等等。我们还要谈一谈有关移民的事情。首先我们来听今天这一课的对话，内容是说凯特跟他的同事比尔谈到了学校里的外国学生。请你注意听两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Kate, how's the new student in your class doing?
The kid from Haiti? He's having a rough time communicating since he doesn't speak much English. However, the other kids seem to include him pretty well.
Our students are used to new kids who don't speak much English since we have had so many immigrant families move into our school district.
Don't I know it. This year, I have had a Vietnamese, an Ethiopian, a Cuban, and the kid from Haiti in my class. I spend a lot of time with them after class so that they can catch up.
It must have been hard for you since you have to give them special attention in order to help them.
It has been. Nevertheless, it's really rewarding to see them progress and make friends.
现在我们再把对话听一遍，请你注意听。
Kate, how's the new student in your class doing?
The kid from Haiti? He's having a rough time communicating since he doesn't speak much English. However, the other kids seem to include him pretty well.
Our students are used to new kids who don't speak much English since we have had so many new immigrant families move into our school district.
Don't I know it?This year, I have had a Vietnamese, an Ethiopian, a Cuban, and the kid from Haiti in my class. I spend a lot of time with them after class so that they can catch up.
It must have been hard for you since you have to give them special attention in order to help them.
It has been. Nevertheless, it's really rewarding to see them progress and make friends.
现在老师把对话里包含了连接词的句子再念一遍给你听。
He's having a rough time since he doesn't speak much English. However, the other kids seem to include him pretty well. I spend a lot of time with them after class so that they can catch up.
You have to give them special attention in order to help them.
Nevertheless,It's really rewarding to see them progress and make friends.
首先我们练习用
since, S-I-N-C-E, since,
来表明一件事情的原因。比方有一句话，他觉得别扭，因为他长得跟别的孩子不同。这句话英文可以这样说，
He feels awkward since he looks different from the other kids.
现在请你注意听比尔提出跟海地来的那个学生有关系的问题，比方
Why doesn't he speak English?
接着凯特说出原因
He was never taught the language.
请你跟凯特一起这样回答问题
He doesn't speak English because he was never taught the language.
好，现在我们开始
Why doesn't he speak English?
He was never taught the language.He doesn't speak English since he was never taught the language.
Why does he have a rough time communicating?
He doesn't speak much English. He has a rough time communicating since he doesn't speak much English.
Why doesn't he play with the other kids?
He has a rough time communicating. He doesn't play with the other kids.Since he has a rough time communicating.
Why does he feel awkward?
He looks different from the other kids. He feels awkward since he looks different from the other kids.
Why is he behind?
He doesn't understand much English. He's behind since he doesn't understand much English.
下面我们练习用。
Therefore,T-H-E-R-E-F-O-R-E, therefore.
来表明一件事情的结果。比方他还小，因此他会很快学好英文。这句话可以这样说。
He's young, Therefore, he'll pick up English quickly.
现在还是请你注意听比尔提出一些跟从海地来的那个学生有关系的问题。比方
Will he make friends?
接着凯特说
Yes, the other kids like him.
请你跟凯特一起这样回答
The other kids like him, therefore he'll make friends.
现在我们开始
Will he pick up English quickly?
Yes, he's young. He's young, therefore he'll pick up English quickly.
Will he catch up?
Yes.He studies hard. He studies hard, therefore he'll catch up.
Will he make progress?
Yes, he's in the special programs. He's in the special programs, therefore he'll make progress.
Will he be accepted by his classmates?
Yes, he's not the only foreign student in his class. He's not the only foreign student in his class.Therefore, he'll be accepted.
Will he make friends?
Yes, the other kids like him. The other kids like him. Therefore, he'll make friends.
下面我们做一组练习，比较连接词然而。
However, H-O-W-E-V-E-R. However.
跟虽然。
Although, A-L-T-H-O-U-G-H, although.
在用法上的分别。比方老师念两个句子。第一个句子是他是移民。
He's an immigrant.
第二个句子是然而他不觉得受排斥。
However, he doesn't feel rejected.
学生就把两个句子合并成一句变为虽然他是移民但是他不觉得受排斥。
Although he's an immigrant, he doesn't feel rejected.
这组练习里的句子都是说到凯特班上那个从海地来的新学生。比方他英文说的不好又有口音可是他不气馁还是设法跟同学交往等等。请你跟学生一起做练习。
He's an immigrant, however, he doesn't feel rejected.
Although he's an immigrant,He doesn't feel rejected.
He looks different. However, he's accepted.
Although he looks different, he's accepted.
He has a rough time communicating. However, he isn't discouraged.
Although he has a rough time communicating, he isn't discouraged.
He cannot express himself clearly.However, he tries to make friends with the other kids.
Although he cannot express himself clearly, he tries to make friends with the other kids.
He speaks English with an accent. However, the other kids understand him.
Although he speaks English with an accent, the other kids understand him.
除了
However,
这个字以外，另外一个字，也就是
Nevertheless,N-E-V-E-R T-H-E L-E-S-S Nevertheless
也可以用来表示然而现在我们做一组练习一边学习这个连接词的用法一边谈一谈外国移民移居美国的经历练习的做法是老师用
Although
做一个句子比方虽然移居很困难但是许多移民还是迁移到美国来了。
Although it was difficult to resettle, many immigrants migrated to the United States.
学生就把句子改成
It was difficult to resettle, nevertheless, many immigrants migrated to the United States.
这组练习里有些词汇可能你不熟比方谋生
Make a living
适应
Adapt to
苦难
Hardship.
等等，请你跟学生一起做练习的时候特别注意。现在开始。
Although it was difficult to resettle, many immigrants migrated to the United States.
It was difficult to resettle. Nevertheless, many immigrants migrated to the United States.
Although they were born in foreign countries, they've become Americans.
They were born in foreign countries, Nevertheless, they've become Americans.
Although their English wasn't good, they had other skills to make a living.
Their English wasn't good. Nevertheless, they had other skills to make a living.
Although it wasn't easy to cope with the new environment, they finally adapted to the new lifestyle.
It wasn't easy to cope with the new environment. Nevertheless, they finally adapted to the new lifestyle.
Although they suffered hardships, they don't feel regret.
They suffered hardships. Nevertheless, they don't feel regret.
现在我们学习用。
In order to. INORDERTO. In order to.
这个词组可以用来表示为了要。比方有两句话。他们移居到新大陆。
They migrated to the new world.
他们要有新生活。
They wanted to have a new life.
这两句话用
in order to
连接起来就变成
They migrated to the new world in order to have a new life.
现在我们做一组练习，由老师念两句话，学生就用
in order to
把两句话变为一句。这组练习的内容说的是外国人离乡背景移居美国的原因。练习里有些词汇可能你不熟，比方信仰宗教
To worship a religion
政治动荡不安
Political unrest
先进技术
Advanced technology
团员
To be united with
等等。请你跟学生一起做练习的时候特别注意。现在开始。
They migrated to the new world. They wanted to have a new life.
They migrated to the new world in order to have a new life.
They resettled in America. They wanted to worship their religions freely.
They resettled in America in order to worship their religions freely.
They moved to the U.S. They wanted to avoid the political unrest.
They moved to the U.S. in order to avoid political unrest.
They relocated in this country. They wanted to study advanced technology.
They relocated in this country in order to study advanced technology.
They came from their native countries. They wanted to be reunited with their families in the U.S.
They came from their native countries in order to be reunited with their families in the U.S.
下面我们做一组练习比较。
In order to,
跟因此
so that, S-O-T-H-A-T, so that.
在用法上的分别，同时也谈一谈到美国的移民。练习的做法是，老师说
They left their homelands in order to have better working conditions.
学生就把句子改成
They left their homeland so they could have better working conditions.
学生做练习的时候，请你也一起做。
They migrated to the new world in order to have a new life.
They migrated to the new world so that they could have a new life.
They resettled in America in order to worship their religions freely.
They resettled in America so that they could worship their religions freely.
They moved to the U.S. in order to avoid political unrest.
They moved to the U.S. so that they could avoid political unrest.
They relocated in this country in order to study advanced technology.
They relocated in this country so that they could study advanced technology.
They left their homelands in order to have better working conditions.
They left their homelands so that they could have better working conditions.
首先，老师给你念一篇文章，介绍到美国定居的各国移民，并且谈到美国为什么是个大熔炉。请你注意听。
America is a country of immigrants. Nearly the entire population can trace its origins to some place outside of the U.S.The group of people with the longest period of residence in North America are American Indians. It is believed that they migrated from Asia several thousand years ago. The next people to come to what is now the U.S. were Europeans. They came as colonists between 350 and 250 years ago. Many of these colonists came from England and settled along the Atlantic coast. Other colonists came from Spain and settled in Florida and in the southwestern part of the country. When the colonists had established themselves, large numbers of Africans were forced to come to North America as slaves. Through the 19th century, many immigrants came to the U.S. The earlier ones were largely from Ireland, Germany, and other parts of Western Europe. Later, many immigrants came from Northern and Southern Europe and from Asia. In this century, many Eastern Europeans have come to the U.S. And more recently, thousands of people from Southeast Asia and the Caribbean area have come to live in the U.S. These people have come to the U.S. for many reasons. Some came in order to make better lives for themselves in a new country. Others came so that they could worship their religions more freely. Many immigrants left their homelands because of war, political unrest, or bad economic and living conditions. Although most immigrants chose to come to the U.S. themselves, they often suffered hardships getting to the country. The conditions in which many people lived when they first arrived were very difficult. However, most immigrants managed to establish themselves and have good lives in the U.S. The U.S. today is called the melting pot, since people who came from different countries have all become Americans.
现在请你回答问题，你回答之后，老师会把正确答案念给你听。 第一个问题是,
Where did American immigrants come from?
They came from all over the world.
第二个问题是,
What were some of the reasons for immigrants to leave their homelands?
Religions, war, political unrest, bad economic and living conditions were some of the reasons for immigrants to leave their homelands.
第三个问题是,
Was it difficult for immigrants to get to the U.S.?
Yes, it was often difficult.